This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. AP's Matt Small tells us what's next in the impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump.
When the public impeachment hearings continue tomorrow, House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition tomorrow with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes. Matt Small, Washington.
While the evidence begins to mount, AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports Republican lawmakers are countering by insisting President Trump did nothing wrong.
Republicans say that this is a complete political charade, that this is simply about trying to undermine the Trump presidency, get him out of office, invalidate the last election, and that Democrats are just grasping at anything they can to make that happen. And they try to portray the situation with Ukraine as essentially above board.
That is AP's Julie Pace reporting. An American suspected of being a member of the Islamic State group may be returning to the U.S. from Turkey. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The man has spent 3 days in a no-man's land between Turkey and Greece after Ankara tried to deport him, but Athens refused him entry. Turkish media have identified the man as Mohammed Darwis B., a 39-year-old U.S. citizen of Jordanian heritage. Turkey's Interior Ministry says Washington has now agreed to take him, and procedures for his repatriation are underway. The move comes a day after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with President Trump at the White House. Turkey has been pushing to deport foreign IS members held in Turkish prisons or in Syria since it invaded northeastern parts of that country.